T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
This Rise Guys podcast is fueled by the best beer on the planet. Rise Guys P1 Pilsner. Brewed locally by Thomas Creek Brewery and created especially for the P1s.
Yeah.
Ask for it by name. Rise Guys P1 Pilsner. Find a location near you at 933theplanetrocks.com. Drink responsibly. Now cheers. The Rise Guys Morning Show.
With Matt Mann.
Shoot, it was a big damn deal. I was like, golly.
9. Look, I love metal, but I ain't wearing the damn vest, alright?
8.
My pets are a little strange. My cat loves to kill lizards, and my puppy loves to eat lipstick.
And Fat Boy.
You know, when people say to me, slow down, enjoy your food. First off, it's not going in your mouth, so don't worry about it. Second off, if I didn't enjoy it, I wouldn't have f***ing bought it.
The Rise Guys every morning. 93-minute rock blocks all day.
93.3.
The Planet Rocks!
Speaking of that, Jimmy, did I send? Hold on, I saw. You know, memes suck. I mean, they give you a little chuckle. I like the ones that really kind of like make you think for a minute.
Okay.
And this has nothing to do with a conspiracy or any of that.
Oh.
Flat Earth crap.
Well, that's good.
All right, so here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to post it on Rise Guys Instagram, mm-hmm. and then everybody can jump in on it. It's one of those funny little. Okay, so it is now on. Okay, I just put it up there with no thing. All right, you can only pick 2 pills. Okay, and this is not Xanax or totem poles or footballs or none of that.
No, you're not picking your 2 favorite pills. These are new pills that don't exist.
All right, Paige, I want to do you first. Okay,
you want me first,
and then we'll do this pill thing.
Okay.
All right, you can only pick 2 pills. One pill makes you look 15 years mm-hmm. younger. The other one, you can read minds for 3 days. Or you can forget about your ex. Or you can eat without gaining weight, add 5 centimeters to your height, become super strong, have a lot of money, always feel happy, or get millions of followers on social media. I know that's a lot to remember, so you might have to play along with the Instagram.
I think, which one would I choose?
You can pick 2.
2 out of the 9.
I would pick the one where I could read minds, because that would answer some questions that I have.
But only for 3 days?
For 3 days.
3 days, I would find out a lot.
Okay.
Yeah,
okay.
I need that.
So I've got Paige down for pill 2.
Yeah, mm-hmm. And then the one about money I like.
That you would have a lot of money.
Yeah.
Yeah, by whose definition, though? That's the
anything
thing.
Anything where I can go to the grocery store and not have to worry about how much I'm spending would make me a little. I think that would be the ticket to my happiness right now.
So Paige says yeah. Number 2, where she could read minds for 3 days, and then number 7, where she will have a lot of money.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Who would you talk to first about the minds thing? Because now that's what I really wanted to find out about you. I think most women would say read minds.
I would just ask my mom some questions that she never ever answered and mm-hmm. find out about people. I mean, not deep, deep, dark secrets, but just to get some answers.
But you don't have to ask her.
I would already know, but I would see if she was lying about it. I would know.
Yeah, like what did What Women Want with Mel Gibson? Did he have to ask the question and then, or he could just, if they were thinking something, he would just automatically hear it?
Yeah.
And it drove him crazy.
Yeah, it seemed like he just kind of knew what was going on because of TNT.
Yeah, because if you have to ask, then that kind of lets the cat out of the bag.
Yeah.
Sometimes you want to know things. It's like there's some people that follow you on Instagram and then there's some people who follow you on Instagram.
Right.
You know what I mean by that?
I know. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Whoa.
So Paige would like to read minds and have a lot of money.
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, it would probably change tomorrow.
But don't you think if you could read their mind, you could know their PIN and their debit number and then just go steal all their money?
Well, I would never do that.
Mm-hmm. Then you could read the minds of the cops to know where they're looking for you.
Yeah, I
mm-hmm.
would just find out where everything was.
Yeah.
I would just 3 days of just truth.
Yeah, you'd have to get it all out in 3 days.
I know. I'd love it.
Jimmy.
Yes.
Have you thought about this?
Yeah. You know me. I can't help.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
See, now he's going to go all philosophical on it, mm-hmm. which is absolutely the way I did it.
The one I would not do The one I definitely don't want any part of is reading minds for 3 days.
Absolutely.
Because all that would do is make you nuts when you couldn't do it anymore.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you'd go insane. If you had that ability for 3 days and then lost it, you'd lose your mind.
Or probably. Just, like, you would be so hurt.
Yeah, that too.
You would be so... It would not lead to positive. Like, you wouldn't be in a room and, like, oh, look at Matt over there. Boy, I'd love to jump his bones. It would be, like, awful things. Like, God, I can't believe he... He wears his pants every day.
Yeah.
You know, something like that.
Like, you've been wearing the same underwear for 2 months.
I have weekly jeans. Get over it.
It happens, especially when it ain't hot outside. Yeah. You don't do much, and you take them off at lunchtime
every
day.
Straight out of the dryer, they're a little too tight. By about Wednesday, Thursday, they just right.
If you typically wear them 12 hours a day, I wear them about 6.
Yeah,
you
know that's what I mean? Right. He gets completely nude when he's at home.
Yeah.
Who doesn't?
All right, so what, again, Jeff, or can somebody put it on Instagram, too? Because not everybody's obviously on, Facebook.
Mm-hmm.
And we can get it up there. You can only pick 2 pills.
Yeah. I would take, man, mine are consecutive. Give me number 6 and number 7.
Number 6 and 7. That would mean you would want to become super strong and then also have a lot of money.
Sure.
All right.
Because between the options, I think those are the best ones.
No explanation?
Well, becoming super strong would be helpful just because you'd be strong as blank. That'd be good.
Yeah.
And then having a lot of money would be nice because you wouldn't have to worry about money. All the other ones seem to come with a downside to me, or at least they're not that important to me.
Okay. Fat boy. Mm. I think I know at least one that you would choose. I think I know a lot of people would choose that as well.
Which one do you think I'd choose?
I want to say that you would choose pill 4, the eat without gaining weight.
Normally that'd be a good option, but on this list, it's not the best of the two.
Because knowing you the way I do, you're more stressed about food/dieting than you are financial situations.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
yeah. That would be a good one, but for this list, I would go with first off the money. You can grow that. You could take your little seed that you get for these few days and grow it well beyond that.
Well, mm-hmm. No, you just have a lot of money. It isn't you have a lot of money for 3 days. You have a lot of money.
Oh, okay, well, yeah, that's definitely one.
The only one that's 3 days is the mind reading, right?
That's the only one.
Yeah, the other ones are just permanent, okay. I guess. Mm-hmm.
The mind reading, I wonder if it's, like if I'm just in a room with Matt and I can read his mind, if somebody walks in, say 9 walks in, can I read your mind, what you think about him when you see him?
Yeah.
Yeah. All.
Okay. If I think about him, yeah.
I think you'd be stupid not to pick that one. You could put a bunch of people in a room and just hear what they all think about each other. And you can have information about people that you could use at a later point.
But how are you keeping notes with all these people chattering at once?
And the fact you're more worried about them than anything good you could do for yourself is concerning to me.
I already got the money, but I want ammo. I want information. I want blackmail and leverage for later.
Control.
Yeah.
Power.
So you said reading minds for just 3 days and then have a lot of money.
Same thing Paige said. Aww.
Same exact thing.
Mm-hmm. Boy, that mind reading thing is
I'd take that over the money if I had to pick just one.
Setting yourself up.
So if it was, God, that was my next question. You have to pick between the two now. You would pick the mind reading for just 3 days.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
You have low self-esteem.
Man, when you never have money, you don't really miss it.
Boy, you've never been able to read minds and you miss that?
That would... Anybody would mm-hmm. say they couldn't do that is lying.
See, like, for me, okay, the look 15 years younger, I mean, I already look 21, so do I want to look 6?
No. You don't want to look 6.
Reading the mind thing, I already said my piece on that. Forget your ex, I mean, just one. The eat without gaining weight thing, I think that would decrease your discipline in eating. It would decrease it in everything.
That's the downside to that is you'd be undisciplined. You'd start showing up late to work, and you wouldn't take care of your house or nothing.
I'm 6'2". I don't need to care for the height. I think super strong because I'd like to be the guy when I see, I don't want to roll up on a wreck where somebody's hemmed up in underneath a car, but I'd love to just go in there and just Hulk it and save the day.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Super Matt.
But you'd Hulk it, laugh at him, and say, why'd you get in a wreck? And then throw it back on
them. I wouldn't do it. I would have read their mind and known why they did it.
The thing with me is that
I wouldn't take that one.
5 centimeters is not quite 2 inches.
I take both.
Do I have to add it to my height?
Yes, your height. I'm 5'9". So if I'm going to take that one, I'm still going to be a little under 6 foot tall. So blank that.
Yeah.
If I'm going to be tall, I want to be like, 6'3 or 6'4". Otherwise, I'm fine because I can usually reach stuff on the top shelf as it is.
Yeah. the oh, man. I can't believe I'm doing this. I the millions of followers give a crap about that. You could buy those with all the money. And then the always feel happy. No, sir. No, sir. No, sir.
Always feel happy.
No, well, sir.
You saw a little Pixar movie called Inside Out, I hope. And anybody who saw that movie understands that
I saw it on Broadway. I didn't see the cartoon.
There's, I mean.
I watched Inside Out earlier.
Well, yeah, that's great.
There's a thing called duality with that.
Yeah.
You can't always be happy. If you don't know what sadness is, you don't know what happy is.
Yeah.
And without the sadness, the happy isn't as sweet.
Right. So, believe it or not, holy crap, me and Nine are picking the same two pills.
Oh, man.
Super strong and a lot of money.
Super strong. Everybody wants a lot of money so far.
Yeah. Because I think that a lot of money solves a lot of the other problems.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, it does.
The millions of followers, if you chose that, I mean, mm-hmm. good God.
Yeah. Yeah. But if you were super strong, you could make a lot of money just off bar bets. Because if we rolled up looking like us and started tearing phone books in half and beating up dudes look like Jeff.
Oh, I could be part of the power team.
Yeah.
I could blow up hot water bottles and stuff at churches. Yeah, that's the best.
You can be in Cirque du Soleil.
The naked one.
Sure.
Yeah.
This wouldn't work because we get the pills around here. They'd be laced with fentanyl and we'd all pass away.
Or no, you get them for free.
Oh.
All right, Jeff, you're already super strong. So
thank
that
you.
Kind of marks off that one.
This is the most interesting one you'd pick.
See, this is interesting. Because you're in a new relationship. You already forgot about your exes, right? Yeah, so it's not needed.
I ain't even worried about that.
That's right.
I would pick the money just to be able to pay off some debt.
Mm-hmm.
But honestly, you know, after thinking about
it, a lot of money, not a crap ton.
I would do the mind reading as well.
Oh my God.
Boy, y'all.
I really would.
I wouldn't pay off debt. I'd make them come to me and beg for it.
Where would you go first, Jeff, with the mind reading skills? Mark's office? Where would you go?
Yeah. No, really. I mean, I would.
Would you love really to have had it when you proposed so you could have, like.
No, no.
Why?
Just because we both have that mutual love and admiration for each other.
We already know that. Yes.
Of course, if you have the mind reading ability, you cannot turn it off when you're around somebody whose mind you don't want to read. You're just going to know what they're thinking at all times. Plus, you're going to know what everybody thinks of every little thing that ever. You're going to have every thought in everybody's head, and you don't want that.
Yeah, and plus, what if you're illiterate?
I would mainly do it in business. So, like, mainly for work.
Yeah. Oh, that'd be good.
Oh, yeah. It'd be awesome.
That's all I would do.
No,
you'd realize the boss is secretly thinking about Mahjong. Yeah. Really helpful.
That would be good for a single man, the mind reading thing.
So, a lot of money and the mind reading.
No, mm-hmm. I get where you're going, where you're trying to get the answers that you want from the mind reading, and somebody's thinking about a big sandwich for breakfast.
But that shows a lack of distrust. I mean, like, if you say, okay, I want to use it in business or whatever, that's one thing. But I think most people, if they pick that, would think about their friends and their family.
Yeah.
Because you don't trust them. God, no, I mean, if I don't trust you, you're not my friend.
Mine isn't really trust. It's just I want to find out about people in my past that nobody ever talked about, you know? There are things that I want to learn about my uncle.
Why don't you just go ask somebody?
Because they don't ever tell me they tell me the glorified story.
Oh.
Yeah, I got a lot of those in my family, and I'd like to know some answers, but not as much as I'd like to be super strong and have a lot of money.
I know.
P1LES that Jeff should pick height. You think that's probably a good question. Do you think that would make or break a break in the business, like an extra 2 or 3 inches?
2 inches taller.
How tall is AJ Styles? AJ Styles.
He's about an inch shorter than I am.
Yeah.
Maybe even 2 inches.
Yeah. AJ Styles is, I mean, he's maybe a little bit taller than me. He's not very tall.
I can see the top of his head.
Best soccer mom haircut of all time.
It is.
We took a picture. I can see the top of his head.
You can? Yeah. Did he lose any of it?
No.
That's good.
And then again, there ain't many guys up top who make it like AJ Styles. Chris Jericho, Daniel Bryan being under 6 foot.
No.
It's hard to do.
The Rise Guys Morning Show. 93.3 The Planet.
You've been seeing more dogs places lately.
Of dogs?
Yeah.
Oh.
A woman got on to me in a drugstore yesterday.
The woman did or the dog did?
No, a woman with a dog got on to me at a drugstore yesterday. Yeah, that's what happened.
In the drugstore?
Inside the drugstore, yeah.
Is it a service dog?
Apparently, yeah. I mean, I couldn't tell you, like, visibly for what reason. Not that that means there wasn't a reason, but apparently, I mean, I guess it's a service dog because it was inside the drugstore, but, I mean, it wasn't like she was blind or something obvious, so I don't know why she has a service dog, but there's a bunch of reasons she could have one.
Did you thank him for a service
dog? I did. But, no, the thing is, I was waiting on an RX for the wife, and it wasn't ready when I went to get it. So I'm just walking about, browsing the aisles of the drugstore like you would if you had to wait an hour.
Right. And look at all the candies and the seasonal home goods.
Fancy chocolates and, look at all the Easter stuff on sale real cheap right now.
Did you go on the As Seen on TV aisle?
Yeah.
That's the one it gets
I didn't have anything to purchase, but I had looked at a lot of stuff. But I was at one point, there's nobody in there. It's literally, I'm just walking around by myself, so I think. Mm-hmm. So I guess I was just kind of absentmindedly walking around and whistling a little bit, just kind of.
Their dog start freaking out?
Oh.
Well, I turn the corner, and I see her and the dog, so I quit whistling. And then she looks at me, and she says, yeah, thank you. And I'm like, oh, I didn't know you had a dog. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I didn't expect to turn the corner of the drugstore and see a dog.
Right.
And she was greatly offended by that. I'm like, no, I didn't. But really, I didn't expect to turn the corner at the drugstore and see a dog. What I said was exactly what I meant. Otherwise, I wouldn't have been whistling.
What? Well, how big of a dog?
Yeah, black German Shepherd. Solid black.
Ooh,
German
great.
Shepherd. Yeah, beautiful, beautiful dog. Not quite as big as Inga, so I'd say about 75 pounds of German Shepherd probably.
It might have been a canine dog.
Thought in Piedmont, they'd take the prescription as soon as they got it. Yeah. Open it up.
Oh, you only got pills, never mind.
Well, I got more than you. I got the Rattler.
Oh, yeah. Wrong county.
Yeah. So, I mean, she just took tremendous offense to me whistling.
Yeah.
And then to me saying, I'm sorry, I didn't expect to see a dog around the corner at the drugstore.
Maybe it was his song. What were you doing, Whistling Dixie? What was it?
No, I just was whistling a little tune. I don't even know. It was kind of that tune I just was whistling a minute ago. Just kind of going.
Now, did she say, I didn't expect to see a dumbass around the corner?
Boom.
No. She just, it wasn't as much in what she said. It was in the eyes, man. She gave me the middle-aged Southern woman, I'm trying to cut you with my eyeballs eyes.
Hmm.
She was very hot about it, but. Again, I just keep seeing, like, more and more I see everywhere I go, dogs about, to the point that now I'm a dog person, and I've gone and offended a lady in a drugstore because I didn't expect her to have a dog in there, and I was whistling absentmindedly, I guess.
And your first thought is, what is the ailment or whatever? I mean, I realize there's certain, you know, here's the problem, just like anything else.
Yeah.
It's just like disability. How many people you know on disability in your life?
A bunch.
How many of them needed to be on disability?
About five.
Okay. So it's a good thing that people take advantage of. And now it's like, well, my dog, you know, they have the emotional support more than they have the physical support dogs. The emotional support dog.
Yeah.
It's like, well, my Lord, don't you want him to be excited when you come home?
I mean, that's nice to have. That's more of a pet role, I guess. But then again, if it's a service dog, I don't guess you really go home to it. It usually goes with you.
Right.
I guess if it's a service animal.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't have a problem with people who have service dogs. I'm not one of these people who says, no, you can't take a dog in anywhere.
Yeah,
I don't care. Blind people just ain't allowed. I won't say that ever.
It's like they found the cure for everything, and it's taking your dog with you.
Now, last week.
That's the
ailment. Peacock or pig.
Yeah, whatever you want.
Now, last week when I was at the grocery store, and an older lady came up the aisle pushing a little bitty dog in the basket of her shopping cart, like where you sit your little kids and stuff.
Oh, yeah.
Got the leg holes for them.
Oh, I love those.
Mine
never fit.
No, I don't imagine that's a service dog because it weighed about 4 pounds and she had to push it around in the cart like a child. But it's still in the grocery store and I'm kind of like, well, what is this about? I don't mind a service dog being about, but this is just a dog you're pushing around in your shopping cart at the grocery store.
Hmm.
I don't imagine that one's a service dog. It's a pet. She's just shoving around the store.
I was told they have to wear some kind of little... Almost like a little, not a vest, but there's some identifying thing they put on them they're supposed to, if it's a support dog.
Yeah, but you remember them thin blue line stickers?
Yes.
When people started buying them on eBay?
I found out markets? A couple weeks ago those don't work.
Yeah, they don't.
No.
Now, the one you got, if that dude had been in the Marine Corps, he wouldn't have given you a ticket.
Yeah, well, you got that, and they asked you who you got it from. You're in trouble.
All you know is he wasn't a Marine, so ha, joke's on him.
That's right, yeah. Don't ask where I got it, buddy.
Do you think it's kind of like doggy stolen valor, that if they're actually trained service dogs, that's cool, but if they're not, then they shouldn't be out in public like that?
I don't know what the... Maybe it's community guidelines about that. Like, do they? I've seen signs on stores that say no pets allowed.
Yeah, but do you have to post no pets allowed on the front door?
You shouldn't have to do that.
I mean, you know,
I've also seen places that have like no weapons allowed on the front door. But yeah. I guess you have to post that in case you don't want people bringing their weapons in.
Yeah, I went to a place the other night that said no concealed weapons allowed.
Yeah.
So I carried it in my hand in the door.
Yeah, there's a few of those. Yeah, they just want you to carry them.
Right.
Open carry.
Yeah. Just don't advertise you got them.
Yeah. That's when you just switch to a belt holster before you go in if they say no concealed weapons allowed. Yeah.
But if somebody needs a service dog, you know, I'm not going to be judgmental of people that have them.
Yeah, I am. I can't help it. It's just the way my makeup is. When I do. It's just like when I see a panhandler.
Yeah.
You know, I think, ah, really?
But I don't want it
to jerk.
Get to a point where, what, that happens, where you make people mad just because you're walking around what you think is an empty drugstore whistling to yourself, and then, no, my service dog is going to have a problem with this.
Right.
Like, well, I didn't know. Maybe you should teach it to bark and announce itself.
Yeah, and you're not allowed to pet service dogs, and they shouldn't react to any humans.
Well, that's the thing. If you're not allowed to pet them, they shouldn't be cute.
You got a point.
That
there.
Woman had
You're
a beautiful
not supposed
black
to approach
German
that animal because he's on duty.
Yeah, Weinstein agrees.
Yeah,
he says I agree with Jimmy on Twitter. People that are texting in a million things about why they. It's not. I get. Okay, let me just say then. If you need your dog and it helps you in whatever, then take your dog.
Yeah,
I'll end it on that. I'm not gonna say you're stupid or dumb or anything like that.
And there's plenty of businesses where you can take your dogs in.
Absolutely, like, PetSmart.
Typically, home improvement stores, big home improvement retail stores, you can take dogs
really?
In there. Pet stores, certainly.
Right.
Tractor Supply Company, you can
Synagogues.
Take dogs there.
Strip club.
Basically, places that sell like home improvement and farm stuff, a lot of those places, it's cool to take your dog in, even if it ain't a service dog.
Yeah. Like, could you take, a real question, could you take a legitimate emotional support dog into the hospital if you're going to see your grandma?
Emotional support, maybe.
They have dogs that go there to... visit the patients. I don't see why you couldn't bring the dog in.
Yeah, Pekingese took my tonsils out.
Yeah.
Really did. I think that's where he was from. Anyway, yeah, wow. Just so she gave you that eat crap look, huh?
Oh, yeah. She gave me the tone of a sarcastic thanks.
Yeah
thanks. You thanks for stopping before I was about to tell you to stop doing that.
Should have crop dusted her and looked at her and said,
oh, yeah.
That's only
that
fair.
Wasn't your dog.
Blast her one.
Well, see, I'd already been in the bathroom and I was scared to because I was out of toilet paper.
Oh,
God.
Mm-hmm.
You shouldn't just walk down the hall and got some more.
I'm telling you, man. They didn't have medicine ready. They didn't have no toilet paper in the men's room. Got dogs running around the drugstore. I'm telling you, Piedmont is special.
It's rural.
That. It really is. What?
If I got to go to a big box retailer and I really got to go, I'll take some supplies in there with me. I'll leave them in there, but they'll write them.
You might have to.
Yeah, they'll write them off as store use. Just leave them in there.
Because they didn't have any.
Supposed to.
Oh. Drinking while I poop. Is that okay? Can I take a sixer in there with
grab
me?
Some wipes, a bidet. They got bidets over there. You can leave it in there.
And again, lovely. Piedmont's also a place where you see a dude like Fat Boy walking around wearing an old like Penny Hardaway Orlando Magic jersey with the numbers all rubbed off from being in the dryer. But he'll be a big fat guy wearing a basketball jersey with no shirt on underneath, wearing like some old like red Jordans from 1993 with no laces and the big tongue sticking way out front.
Yeah, vintage.
Yeah.
I'm going to walk up the Subway, then I'm going to walk down to Hardee's and then BB&T.
Yeah, that's kind of it, man. I'm just going to walk the whole stretch up Bessie Road. That's what I see through Piedmont every day.
Old Pearson's Cafe. I'm going to go there. Too.
Yeah.
An emotional support.
Look at you
chicken.
Name dropping.
I'm gonna go up downtown cafe. I'm gonna go where it used to be a bank where the Hot Blonde used to work 10 years ago.
Okay.
Yeah, you lost me on that.
Fat Boy used to have a crush on somebody who used to work at a bank. Used to be in Piedmont.
I wish I remember what her name was.
You want to suck her, little boy? Please, please.
The Rise Guys Morning Show, 93.3 The Planet.
Let's bring him back and make sure he's still. You still there, Barry?
Yep.
All right. So this we've come to terms with this. It's over. Candace and Jason, it's over with, and you're going to be one to tell them.
Yeah, that's the plan.
You sure you want to do this? I have to legally ask you that.
Yes, absolutely.
All right. Fat Boy's going to dial the number. When Jason picks up, it'll be live on the radio. You know, don't allude to it until you say everything that you want to say, and please don't say any cuss words, okay?
Okay.
All right, here we go. It's Truth and Consequences. It's a Tuesday. Many people saying I would not do this, even if my sister asked me to. Now, if it was a situation where she was scared for her life or whatever, I think a lot of people would change their minds about that. Mm-hmm. I would. Here we go. All right, you're on.
Hello? Hey, Jason.
Hello?
Jason?
Yeah.
How you doing? This is Barry.
What's up, man?
Not much. You know, Just calling to see what you're up to and what's going on.
I was trying to get a few things done around my dad's house. Not much. What about you?
Oh, you know, just get ready for work here, you know. I'm calling because, you know, Candace gave me a call and she wanted me to reach out to you. You know, she's obviously down there now in Georgia, and you know, she basically wants me to just to tell you that it's over, and you know, she doesn't want to date you anymore. She's ready to move on, and I hope that's not going to be a problem with you. You know, I know you guys have been on the rocks before, in and out, you know, but she's just ready to start her life.
What are you doing, Barry?
What do you mean? What am I doing?
Why would you call me early in the morning and tell me that?
Because she asked me to, you know, for whatever reason, you know, she didn't want to drag this out with you, and she asked me to help her out.
You call me in the morning would be less dragging it out.
Well, you know, I don't know what to tell you about that. I mean, it is what it is, and it's over. Is that going to be a problem for you?
I don't know if I believe you, Barry. This sounds like a mean joke or something. Why? I just don't understand why you would call me.
Well, I'm calling you because she's sick and tired of you, and she's tired of talking to you.
Well, that's not what she said the last time she spoke to me. All right. Well, I don't know. I guess I feel like you've always had some weird thing against me, and I kind of feel like you're a little unstable or something, and this sort of just keeps proving that. I mean, well, I don't know if this was the best way. Even if it's true, was this the best way to do it?
But, you know, this got nothing to do with me, all right? I'm here to help my sister, all right? You know, if you want to think these things, that's fine, all right? The bottom line is that you got to leave Candace alone. She doesn't want to have anything to do with you.
Why didn't Candace call me?
Probably because she's sick and tired of you. And she's tired of trying to tell you this. And you're not understanding it. She had to move 3 states away. Is that going to be a problem for you to leave her alone?
I mean, if that's what she wants, it's not going to be. But just hearing from her weird brother early in the morning isn't going to, you know, I'm going to need to talk to her, you know?
All right. Well, just leave her alone. That's all I'm telling you to do. Just let her go and move on. Can you do that? Can you be a man and do that?
I mean, if that's the situation, it's fine. But I don't know. Like, you don't think it's a little weird that you're calling your adult sister's adult boyfriend in the morning, telling him, asking him over and over again if there's going to be a problem or something? Like, don't you think this is a little bit... Don't you think you're just like a weird guy, or you're
something? I'm helping her out. She asked me for a favor. I'm not the weird one here. All right, you're the one without the job. You're the one that's glomming onto people. Who knows what you're doing to your father over there? Does he want you there? That's what you gotta ask yourself. You know, I don't know why you're burdening my sister for the last 2 years.
I mean, it was a mutual couple. What do you want me to do?
Well, mutual couple, you don't bring anything to the relationship. You don't bring anything to the table.
Jason, Barry. Good morning. Jason, I need to jump in there. The reason he's calling you so early is because we're off the air at 10 o'clock. This is the Rise Guys. We're a radio show down here in Greenville, South Carolina. 93.3 The Planet. We're all on the radio right now.
So this is a joke.
No, we're kind of worried you might think that, but no, it isn't. It's real.
It's real. I mean, it's not a real joke. It's a real thing.
Yeah, nobody's kidding.
All right, I guess I'm a little bit confused.
So the whole thing is she wanted to break up with you and didn't want to tell you herself, didn't feel right doing it for whatever reason, and she asked, you know, her brother to do it. Her brother says, you know what, I'll do it. I mean, you got to think about it. Like, your girlfriend did move away, and you didn't know. You don't know where she moved. I mean, that is right. Looking at it now, maybe that's a little weird.
I mean, we have a plan that we're once you know, we have a plan that we're going to meet up. So it's not really that weird. It's weirder to me that her brother's calling me, you know?
Well, the plan's off now, all right? So you can take it weirder than you want it to be. It's off.
All right, Barry. I don't know why you're even in my business, you know? I've never done anything to you.
Well, you're affecting my sister. You're all up in my family's business. We didn't ask for you. We didn't ask for this.
Your whole family's loved me except you. You're the only one that has this weird attitude that I, you know, that I'm glomming on or whatever you said.
Jason, have you not called her yet? Like, you're sitting there arguing about it and, like, you hadn't even, like, thought, well, maybe I should call her. Or
I don't know. I don't know what I'm doing right now. This is the weirdest call I've ever gotten.
Barry, is he allowed to call her or no?
I wouldn't. I want to call her.
Who cares what Barry says?
I care what Barry, do you care what you said, I would imagine. Do you have a problem with that?
Yeah.
Jason?
This is how it is. You are to cease and desist. Ooh. To stay away.
C and D.
All right?
You're a weird guy, Barry.
Okay. Man, I swear to God, I don't think Jason believes it still. Jason is serious. No joking.
I don't know what to believe.
I believe that Barry thinks this is real, and, you know, but I'll talk to Candace. If it's real, it's real, and I respect that, and I'll, you know, okay. I'll disappear.
Obviously, you don't respect anyone, because you're not listening to me. I told you not to call her, and I told you to leave her alone, and you can't just do that.
He's getting upset.
Barry, your voice is cracking a little bit.
He's pissed. I mean, I know that kind of cracking. That's pissed off cracking. Yeah.
All right, well, I'm going to call Candace. I don't know what is really going on, so.
You better not.
I wouldn't advise that.
It'll get you.
All right.
No, I'll call her if he don't. I want to know what's going on here.
Okay. Barry, we should let Jason, we should say goodbye to Jason, correct? You agree?
Yeah, let's get rid of him. I got nothing else to say to him.
All right. I wouldn't call. Don't you do it, Jason. Don't you do it. Or right, goodbye, Jason. He's not going to say goodbye. No. Why would he? I wouldn't.
I wouldn't either.
I would have already hung up.
I'm already on the other line calling.
All right. Barry.
Yeah.
All right. You did what you were supposed to do. I mean, you know. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I like how, you know, he's acting like he's doing something. He ain't doing anything. He's mad that I woke him up.
They have a plan, though. It's like a plan, like in, what was it? Freaking A, with Red, where they're going to meet on the beach.
Oh, yeah, Shawshank.
Shawshank Redemption.
Well, it made me think more of that damn country song, the Colin Ray one, If You Get There Before I Do.
If I get there, yeah. Don't wait up on me.
I'll meet you when my chores are through. I don't know how long I'll be. But I'm not gonna let you down.
So pretty.
Just you wait and see. And between now and then, till I see you again, I'll be loving you.
Love me.
Your heaven's gonna be like Gallenberg.
My heaven's gonna be awesome.
Our banjos.
Branson, Missouri.
Yes, sir. All right, Barry. Do us a favor. You know what? You're a guy of your word. I can tell. You're gonna give us an update here soon, aren't you? Would that be okay if Fat Boy gives you a call in a few days, find out what's going on?
Yeah, if I calm down, you know, I gotta call Candace. You know, I'm really upset now.
You better call her before he does.
Yeah. You see and deed him.
Yeah. All right, Barry. happy
I hope I did the right thing, you know. Maybe I shouldn't have called on the radio.
Okay. Well, now, maybe. Looking back, hindsight, right? All right, Barry. Have a great day. Have a blessed day.
Well, all right, thank you. You too.
See you, man.
God bless.
God bless. God bless me. Well, looking back now, maybe I shouldn't have done it on the radio. Well, I asked you that at the damn beginning.
You're a weird guy, Barry.
You're a weird guy, Barry.
What?
Yeah.
Guys. I just want to call up and say this. Your show is some kick ass. Keep up the good work.
Carolina's number one morning show.
I don't know what I'd do without listening to y'all's show every day. I'd be bored as hell.
93.3 The Planet.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.